In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Welcome to you all. I hope you won't mind me reminding you briefly the responsibility we all share for keeping each other safe. So please keep 2 metres distance from each other wherever you can. This week, for the first time, we are actively encouraging everyone to wear a face covering. So if you don't happen to have one with you, there are some open masks at the back. At the Eucharist, we will be sharing only the bread, and doing so from behind a screen, which will be brought up here. So if you are taking part, then please give space for the person in front, and then stand back from the screen without touching it. Stretch out your hand. You can then return to your seat by the side aisle, just as to where it goes to. And if you choose not to partake, then you will very much still feel part of our common table. Finally, if you're not a regular member here, please contact the form. I think you're at the back. We are required to hold your name and contact information just for 21 days, and only use it if we need to contact you for your own safety. Let us pray. God knows the innermost thoughts of our hearts. In sorrow for our sin, we turn to him for mercy and for grace. God, be gracious to us and bless us, and make your face shine upon us. Lord, have mercy. May your ways be known on the earth, your saving power among the nations. Christ, have mercy. You, Lord, have made known your salvation and reveal your justice in the sight of the nations. Lord, have mercy. May God forgive us our sins, heal and strengthen us by his Spirit, and raise us to new life in Christ our Lord. Glory to God in the highest, and peace to his people on earth. Lord God, heavenly King, almighty God and Father, we worship you, we give you thanks, we praise you for your glory. Lord Jesus Christ, only Son of the Father, Lord God, Lamb of God, you take away the sin of the world, have mercy on us. You are seated at the right hand of the Father. Receiving our prayer. For you alone are the Holy One, you alone are the Lord, you alone are the Most High, Jesus Christ, with the Holy Spirit, in the glory of God the Father. Amen. Let us pray. Merciful God, you have prepared for those who love you such good things as pass our understanding. Pour into our hearts such love toward you, that we, loving you in all things and above all things, may obtain your promises, which exceed all that we can desire. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who is alive and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.
Szumowa albo Szumoszowa na Męski, ale dopiero z Makulary Bidek S. A reading from Paul's letter to the church in Rome. So then, brothers and sisters, we are debtors, not to the flesh, to live according to the flesh. For if you live according to the flesh, you will die. But if by the Spirit you put to death the deeds of the body, you will live. For all who are led by the Spirit of God are children of God. For you do not receive a spirit of slavery to fall back into fear, but you have received a spirit of adoption. When we cry, Abba, Father, it is that very Spirit bearing witness with our spirit that we are children of God. And if children, then heirs. Heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ. If in fact we suffer with him, so that we may also be glorified with him. I consider that the sufferings of this present time are not worth comparing with the glory about to be revealed to us. For the creation waits with eager longing for the revealing of the children of God. For the creation was subjected to futility, not of its own will, but by the will of the one who subjected it, in hope that the creation itself will be set free from its bondage to decay and will obtain the freedom of the glory of the children of God. We know that the whole creation has been groaning in labor pains until now, and not only the creation, but we ourselves, who have the first fruits of the Spirit, groan inwardly while we wait for adoption, the redemption of our bodies. In hope we were saved. Now hope that is seen is not hope, for who hopes for what is seen? But if we hope for what we do not see, we wait for it with patience. For the word of the Lord, thanks be to God.
Good seed. the children of the kingdom. The weeds are the children of the evil one, and the enemy who sowed them is the devil. The harvest is the end of the age, and the reapers are angels. Just as the weeds are collected and burned up with fire, so will it be at the end of the age. The Son of Man will send his angels, and they will collect out of his kingdom all causes of sin and all evildoers. And they will throw them into the furnace of fire, where there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Then the righteous will shine like the sun in the kingdom of their Father. Let anyone with ears listen. This is the Gospel of the Lord.
Would have been keenly aware
stands a considerable danger. In those times, it wasn't uncommon for rival farmers secretly to sow poisonous plants in one another's fields in order to sabotage their crops. The weed, thought to have been referred to by Jesus in this parable as growing amongst the weeds, is bearded darnel, sometimes known as wheat's evil twin, which, in a big enough dose, could kill a person. When people eat its seeds, they become dizzy, off balance, and nauseous. Indeed, its official name comes from a Latin word meaning drunk. Early on in its growth, it closely resembles wheat, and by the time its difference is evident, it can become so entangled with the wheat itself that any attempt to separate it out would cause significant damage to the young crop. And so it was sensible for farmers to wait until the crop was fully grown before separating out the darnel, which then would be burned as cheap fuel, and gathering and transporting the wheat for threshing. Jesus explains to the disciples that, like the weeds, all causes of sin and evildoers will at the end of the age be gathered up and thrown into the furnace of fire. I don't know about you, but I find that scenario quite terrifying, and an image which doesn't necessarily sit comfortably with my understanding of a compassionate, loving, and merciful God, nor with a life experience which has taught me that human beings are rarely properly categorised in such binary terms. And maybe it was with that in mind that I found myself asking, when reading this passage again, what is it that actually makes something a weed? I looked at some definitions in a few dictionaries. A wild plant growing where it is not wanted and in competition with a cultivated plant. Any wild plant that grows in an unwanted place where it prevents cultivated plants growing more freely. A weed is a plant considered undesirable in a particular situation. Quote, a plant in the wrong place. Unquote. The last definition is the one that particularly caught my attention. Undesirable in a particular situation. A plant in the wrong place. The wild plant itself is not inherently evil or bad, but only becomes so when growing in the wrong or unwanted place, when it's poisoning, stifling, or affecting the growth of other plants one wants to cultivate. It becomes a weed in relation to the plant it grows amongst. Darnel isn't in fact useless. It isn't valueless to be used only as cheap fuel. Indeed, in times gone by, it was used in Europe as a medicinal plant, as an anaesthetic, and to slow menstrual bleeding. It was also baked into certain breads or brewed into beer to give it an extra kick. Walking through the woods close to my home, I stopped to admire the white trumpet flowers of the bindweed, the purple ornamental spires of the rose bay willow herb, and the bright golden yellow of the dandelions that I wouldn't tolerate in my garden. They have their place and bring much needed colour in certain areas. growth and potential of other cultivated plants. Whilst the parable of the weeds, like that of the mustard seed, reminds us that appearances can be deceptive, that the building of God's kingdom requires time and patience, and that it's not always easy to identify true disciples, I wonder what it might also be telling us about our tendency to compartmentalise and about our relationships with each other and those around us.
We believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all that is seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord, Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, eternally begotten of the Father, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, of one being with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us, for our salvation, he came down from heaven, was incarnate of the Holy Spirit and the Virgin Mary, and was made man. For our sake, he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried. On the third day, he rose again, in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory. Judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. We believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son is worshipped and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. We believe in one holy Catholic and Apostolic Church. We acknowledge one baptism for the forgiveness of sins. We look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen.
Let us pray for the church and for the world and thank God for his goodness. In our prayers for the church, we pray for all Christian people, wherever they may be. For those whose faith is broken by events, for those who feel that God is far away from them in their distress, and for all who are persecuted for witnessing to their faith. Ever-living God, we pray that you will be near to your church. Keep it faithful, keep it thoughtful, keep it ready and watchful. Lord, in your mercy.
Amen.
In our prayers for the world, we pray for those who live in fear or danger, for those who have been left uncared for those who are attacked for going to help the injured or uncared for those whose intentions are misunderstood, or whose attempts to communicate fall on ears that will not hear. God of creation, make us wise and aware. Protect all who have power or influence from falling into the trap of seeking misunderstanding.
or of promoting ill feeling. Give your grace to all who go in. Guide your world into the ways of peace. Lord, in your mercy. In our prayers for this parish, we pray for all who come here week by week to worship. Those who live nearby, those who travel far. For the people we meet in the course of our daily lives, our neighbours, friends, colleagues and families. For all who are seeking faith, for all who seek a community and a sense of belonging. Faithful God, help us to set aside time for you. Help us to help others meet you. Help us to help all who are in need. Give us generosity of spirit. Bless the ministries of all who act in your name to support the faith and well-being of others. Lord, in your mercy. In our prayers for the sick or suffering, we pray for all who face illness, pain or distress. For those who mourn. For those who face times of painful waiting, judgment or decisions. For those whose mistakes of youth are being held against them and whose lives are in disarray. And for those whose strength is failing them, whose minds are failing, or whose energy is waning. God of compassion, we bring before you those for whom we have been asked to pray. We remember Daphne Broadbent, Nilsa Mamari, Khadija Khan, Dorothy Allen, John Roman, Ian Barron, Kath Elder, Gerard Hyam, Jill Lynch, Jeremy Davis, Matthew Bassett, Lawrence Smith, Sandra Smith, Rachel Ashley, Shamima Baker. May they and all who we name in our hearts find comfort, hope, and strength. Lord, in your mercy. In our prayers for those who have died, we pray especially for those who have met death with no chance to say goodbye. For those who were the victims of persecution, neglect or violent attack. For those who have died peacefully in old age, or whose death was a release from suffering. Everlasting God, welcome them into your presence. Greet them as your beloved children to share an eternal life with you. Our prayers are asked for John Lewis and Ennio Morricone, who died recently, and Phyllis Gentry, whose anniversary falls this week. May they rest in peace and rise in glory. In a moment of silence with Mary Magdalene, James, the Holy Innocents and all your saints in light, we bring our own needs and concerns before you. Merciful Father, accept these prayers for the sake of your Son, our Saviour Jesus Christ.
We are the body of Christ. In the one Spirit we were all baptized into one body. Let us then pursue all that makes for peace and builds up our common life. The peace of the Lord be always with you.
Amen.
Blessed are you, Lord God of all creation. Through your goodness, we have this bread to set before you. Fruit of the earth, the work of human hands, it will become for us the bread of life.
Blessed are you,
Lord God of all creation. Through your goodness, we have this wine to set before you. Fruit of the vine, the work of human hands, it will become the cup of our salvation. The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. Father, we give you thanks and praise through your beloved Son, Jesus Christ, your living Word, through whom you have created all things, who was sent by you in your great goodness to be our Saviour. By the power of the Holy Spirit, he took flesh. As your Son, born of the Blessed Virgin, he lived on earth and went about among us. He opened wide his arms for us on the cross. He put an end to death by dying for us, and revealed the resurrection by rising to new life. So he fulfilled your will and won for you a holy people. Therefore, with angels and archangels, and with all the company of heaven, we proclaim your great and glorious name, forever praising you and singing.
Us
break this bread to share in the body of Christ. Although we are many, we are one body, because we all share one bread.
Let us pray. God of our pilgrimage, you have led us to the living water. Refresh and sustain us as we go forward on our journey. In the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Yes, next Sunday.